It's Hope Kaushik. So, what are we going to discuss today? Today, the brute force of will. Okay. So, I have a big idea, rough idea.
Okay.
So, I'm going to discuss.
Go ahead.
Can you hear?
Yes.
So, let's say we are dealing with one resource type.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have plus delta, plus 2 delta, come on.
Mm-hmm.
K delta, and minus K delta.
Okay.
And we have n number of this Vm.
Yes.
Okay. So, last time we discussed that because it's completely all sorts of combinations. So what we are going to do is that we are going to take only those combinations of allocations that actually equals to zero.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So the question is, how are we going to do that? How are you going to find those combinations? Because it's all sorts of combinations. You don't know how to start.
Yes.
How to write the thing. So I figured out that the iterative procedure is not a good idea.
Okay.
So you should better stick with recursion.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is that think about it as a, let's say there are only four possible cases.
Okay.
So think about you start with here.
Okay.
And you have all these four. So think about that all this is connected.
Mm-hmm. So, what are the circles again?
Circles are the allocation levels.
Allocation levels, okay.
So, all these are connected, and also these nodes have connections to every node, every possible
yes.
allocation, because you need to consider all combinations.
Yes.
So, you sort of do it in a, in a kind of depth first way.
Okay.
So you go and you reach until n.
Mm-hmm.
You reach there, that's one scenario. When you want to backtrack, you consider this node as well. So this is another combination.
Yeah.
So go along this way, this is another combination.
Is there a single virtual route so you can...
There will be a single virtual route from where it starts.
Uh-huh. Okay, makes sense.
Then you go to the next level and you follow the same procedure again.
Okay, yeah.
So this is the kind of thing you need to employ in order to do the all possible combinations. And you select only those combinations
that
actually goes to zero. And you list those things.
Okay.
Just add this in a list.
Okay.
Add those combinations in a list. So now you have...
So you have several lists, one for each resource.
Several lists, one for CPU,
mm-hmm.
one for memory,
mm-hmm.
let's say IO, analyze, because we don't really have netback right now.
Yeah.
So, now what we're going to do is that all those combinations
mm-hmm.
and the resulting revenue values are actually measured by considering that memory and other allocations remaining constant.
Yeah.
When we measure those profit values or revenue values.
Yeah.
So now you need to sort of merge those things.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is that you have memory allocation which contribute to zero.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to do is that for each of these,
mm-hmm.
you, let's say you pick up this one, you
yeah.
pick up one from here,
mm-hmm.
one from here.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is that you're going to find the CPU allocation values. Let's say you picked the CPU allocation values by taking memory coins, by considering the memory allocation of that VM here and IM as well here.
Yes.
So you mark two, see.
That's your resource allocation for all the VMs.
All the VMs. Because you need to recompute the revenue once you combine it.
So you can sort of invert this and use the same tree-like structure, right?
Sort of invert this and same tree-like structure to find the revenue.
And in that case, you don't need to eliminate any combinations.
No. But in that, here it should be equal to zero. What we're going to do is that once you have one combination, just put it in a list, put it in a sorted list, and just pick up the first guy or the last guy.
You don't need a sorted list, actually.
You need a sorted list. You need to find a combination that actually, you don't need a, you need to find only the max.
You need a list of all the
keep track of the maximum.
All the valid assignments.
Yeah.
So these are all list of valid assignments.
These are not list of valid assignments, but when you mark the thing,
you don't need to have a list,
just keep track of which one is the maximum.
Which one provides the maximum revenue. Yes. Okay, that the overall approach seems reasonable. So how do you code it?
This is an approach, so it's just a little modification of depth first search and thing we can figure out.
So recursion. So if you employ recursion, I guess recursion is the right thing to do here. I mean, recursion with iteration, because you need to iterate at each level or something.
Recursion with iteration.
Yeah. So at each point
you say go again deeper.
Yeah. That is recursion.
That's the recursion.
But then you also need to go.
But once all these cells. The recursion will take care of going deeper.
Mm-hmm.
But for the branch phase, you need to iterate.
Yeah.
And at each height, you need to iterate. Once you're in this height, you need to iterate breadthwise.
Mm-hmm.
Once you evaluate it with this approach, you go to the next level and iterate again. Then you go to the next track and then test first.
Yeah, so write out the algorithm for this, the code.
How would you code this?
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think just picking up a node and make a DFS on that node will evaluate all search spaces we encounter.
But you need to first then create the tree.
I need to create the tree.
Right? It's not really it's a tree or it's a...
It's an adjacent symmetric, so you need to create that.
Because there is multiple edges going into the same node. So how do you not revisit nodes that you have already visited, and or do you need to do that and things like that, right? Because this is not a traditional tree.
Because you have this stuff. See?
Yeah.
So you cannot do a DFS.
Why don't you just do the recursive part? I mean, thing like you just described, implement the recursion. Index each allocation level for a certain resource, and index each VM. And can you do recursion? And what will be the base case of the recursion?
Base case will be when write for n. Mm-hmm.
And
so thank you. something like that. So I is the label, 1 to n, r is the allocation, so I'm assuming it's k,
mm-hmm.
until k. The next level is the function,
mm-hmm.
so inside the function I'm iterating,
mm-hmm.
so r equals 1 to k, we reach a certain node.
So what do you call next level?
No, so that's it, this is node.
Okay.
So keep track of that node. Just to keep, just saying that I have visited this one.
Okay.
And check the label.
Mm-hmm.
If I equals equals to n, check that if the summation of that allocation is zero. Because we are keeping track of that node.
Oh, I see. Okay. So
else you increase the label and call the function again.
Why are you doing R plus plus here?
Because once you go back from after this, then you need to do the iteration again inside this.
Yeah, so the for automatically does increase R, right?
Yeah, increase R.
So you don't need to do this, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so let's go through this a little bit more carefully. So next level, where are you invoking next level?
Here. After checking the position case.
R is this guy?
R is this guy.
Okay. So you start from R equals 1. And where is I initialized?
I is initialized to 1.
I is initialized to 1. Mm-hmm. Where, here or outside?
Outside.
So I is a global value? You're recursing, right? You're going into multiple branches.
Mm-hmm.
Or no?
Not really. Not simultaneously.
I see. So you're just going to what? So I is global.
I is global.
And where is I becoming 0 again? Is I ever becoming 0 again? Or once it goes to here, once one of these paths is taken, then I cannot become. I mean, does I ever.
Oh, I need to revert the I.
Where do you reset I?
I think if we need to do that, we have to.
Okay, so why don't you write, use a lot more space and write it out a little. More carefully. Yeah? So you're recursing this way?
Yes.
That's fine. I think that's the right approach. But you need to worry about how what you're doing with I. Hi Kaushik.
Hey, I'm sorry to mention, I'm actually in a conference in Phoenix with this CRB.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, so sorry, okay. I forgot to mention that send email before you're coming, actually.
Okay, no problem. Have a good time.
Okay. Right,
you can catch up when you're back.
Yeah,
okay.
Back.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks.
Your lunch. Hello. I'm in a meeting. Yeah, if it's brief, I can. Okay, bye.
How's it going, Anji?
Okay. So yes, you have a next level function?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next level.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the approach is that I'm going to here?
And N is which way? This way?
N is this way.
Okay.
N is the number of perturbations and K is here. 1 to K.
So I can never be greater than N, right? Should not be greater than N.
Should not be greater than N. But I'm making it good.
So you will never go in here?
Yeah, it will go. For example,
then I is greater than N.
Yeah. That's the thing. So first there is a checking if I is greater than N.
Which will never happen.
No, it may happen. So because
I is this way, right?
I is this way.
And the maximum value is N.
N.
So you can go beyond that. Okay.
No, the approach is that first you iterate over the K. So you pick up a note, AIF, That's it.
Okay.
AIR. You increment the level and call the next level function.
So first this happens, then this happens.
Exactly.
Okay, so you just reverse these two in the code.
Mm-hmm. Because first this will happen first.
Okay, so this is number one in your next the procedure of next level.
Exactly.
This part.
It's forward. Yeah.
This part.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is, what about else? How is this else related then?
Okay, in the next level, because all the things in the next level function.
I see. Okay, so first you go in here because I is less than n.
I is less than n.
But if I is less than n, you
I
don't...
I is less equals to n.
You don't go in here at all, right?
What?
Oh, this else is related to this if?
This is.
Okay. So you first go in here.
Yeah. So this will continue. What will happen is that first this will pick up.
Okay. So for r equals 1 to k, right?
Yeah.
Visit AIR. What does this mean? What does visit AIR mean?
I is here and r is this way.
Sure.
What does visit do? Visit is just, it has to keep track of it keep track of the revenue levels and everything related to this node.
For VM1,
not the revenue track, but actually which delta level it is. It is plus delta or minus k delta or whatever.
Okay, so visit AIR means allocation I,
mm-hmm.
allocation for VMI.
Yeah.
Is equals R. Is that correct? That's what visit AIR means?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so instead of visit AIR, I'm going to write this. Okay.
Because what is my approach is that...
Right. So let's walk through this.
Okay.
Okay. So I just wanted to clarify what you actually mean by this.
Okay.
So you allocate for VMI resource value R, and then you increment I, and then you call next level.
Next level is actually this function.
Okay.
So it would actually go here.
Okay.
So it puts this value as allocation value, and go to the next level.
Yeah.
So this will continue.
So you have A1 equals R1.
A2 equals R2. So R2. This will go on.
Okay. And so this will go on until
this takes up. So actually you will keep track of An equal to Rn. This will be complete. This will be kept track.
Okay.
After that, this check will fail.
That check will fail, correct?
Now you check that if sum of this is zero or not.
Okay, so if summation Ri summation Ai equals zero, if it's zero, then what do?
You put it in some way.
Add
this Ai.
Ai to list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you return, which will return from check this call next level. So you do I minus subtract time.
Okay,
so
okay.
N will be N minus 1.
N will be N.
N actually.
I will be N.
I will be N, and then you continue here.
Continue here and call next level again.
Yeah.
So that will go to the next note. Because all the others are same until n minus 1 will be same. Or n minus 1 will be same. Only this will be changed.
of this for loop. Because of this for loop.
Okay. So here's the part that So you did all that. You added a list of AI.
Yeah. You return.
If the summation is zero, then you add it.
Yeah.
Else you don't. In this case, actually, summation will not be zero, right?
No.
Because this is all minus k delta. You're assigning minus k delta to each of these guys.
Yeah. It will fail.
It will fail. So you're done with one path at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to move on to the next path. Which path are you going to select?
Yes.
Like this one?
Exactly.
Is that the one?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one you're selecting?
Mm-hmm.
How is that happening? Okay, so you return from call next level.
When I returned, I did I minus minus. After the, before going to the for loop again.
Before going into the for loop again.
Yeah. So better keep this here.
Yeah.
Keep this here and call next level ends here.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so you... So you go I minus minus, which is N.
Which is N now.
N. And then you go in here.
Yeah, now it's R equals 2.
R equals 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you say A N equals 2.
Mm-hmm.
A N equals 2.
R2.
A N equals R2. And then you do I plus plus.
Yeah.
And then you call next level.
So again, this check will fail.
Yeah.
I mean, this check will be true. Because
this check will be true, and then you do A1, A2 equals R1, R2, but AN, sorry.
Yeah. AN will be, let's say, N2.
N comma 2.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So once you add that, again it will fail. So you come back here, you do I minus minus.
Mm.
I equals N again.
N again. So R equals 3 now.
R equals 3
now. So in the next will be R equals N comma 3.
Yes. So you do that when you do R equals N comma K. Then you do what?
That's the part I'm confused.
So you handled all of these guys. Right.
Yeah, that's first confusing.
So the next would be to do this.
No. Do this.
Right. Do this
and start from here.
Right, that's what you need to do next.
Exactly. That's the part.
So you need another variable?
Another variable, yeah. Some label.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, when do you know that you need to switch one level?
So when you have finished.
Yeah, when you have, yeah, so which means that after you're done with this guy, right, after you're done with this guy,
for loop,
then you need to do something before you go back into, you need another. So maybe what you need is, here for level equals N to 1 or something like that. Right?
Yeah, but how this call, the call functions from top are going to be returned? The recursive call functions are going to be returned. We need some return statement, I think, somewhere after the for loop.
That in here?
No, but the call next level has return statement here, but after for loop, we need something to be focused because it needs to, right now it's always in here, the return level functions, but how it's going to be switched? Because, I mean, how...
So can I do like I minus minus? here, so which means that once I come out of this loop, I minus minus will make it n, r is k, so at this point r equals k, I equals n, right? So if I do I minus minus, I becomes n minus
n 1. Minus 1, that's fine.
Right? And then I go, once again, r equals, I need to go from r equals 1 to k again?
No.
I need to go 2 to k.
2 to k.
Right? So you need, it seems like you need something else, you need sort of,
one thing we could do is that, is that when I'm doing, when I'm visiting a particular art, what we could do is that at each iteration, we put the R value to some place.
I think you need, instead of R, you need RI.
RI?
Yeah, you need RI because you need an R for each of these cuts. Right, which needs to independently vary. The problem right now that you have maybe is, and you can do that if you involve this guy in a different kind of recursion, where you are invoking next level for each I separately. So why don't you think about this some more, and we can meet later in the day, if that works for you. Because this is something we need to get resolved, ASAP, right? Otherwise, we cannot make progress. So this is going in the right direction, but there's still another dimension of complexity that you need to address. Do you want to meet, let's say, at 4 o'clock to talk about this?
4 o'clock is fine.
Or 5? What do you prefer?
5, I have to pick some friends.
Okay. Okay. So maybe we can meet at 4. In the meanwhile, you have time to think and resolve the question.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, all right.
This is the final version?
Yeah. Maybe.
Thank you. Okay. That looks simple. So you start with, so you start iterating across the resource allocation levels.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing basically the same thing as before, right?
Yeah, same thing.
If I is greater than N, right, so you're using that as a measure of whether you've reached the end or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if not, then... Oh, so but this is something that you moved into the for loop.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Before, I think in the next level, in the under the else, there was a for loop.
Yeah.
Now it's everything except the for loop.
I see. Okay, so but the primary for loop is for...
There will be an outside global for loop that will initiate. So in the global for loop,
mm-hmm. will it be for initialization?
Let's write it down. So the global for loop will start like this. For I equals, for r equals 1 to k. Just, okay, I go on to k, a, I1 equals delta, a1 equals delta 1r.
So next level doesn't take any parameters? Oh, because you're using globals. That's
mm-hmm.
why. So you might want to think of using
localized parameters?
Yeah, I mean arguments to next level, but that's an implementation issue. I don't think it matters. Anyway, we are not going to show this algorithm in the paper, so,
no.
So that's okay. Okay, so there is a global outer. This is the main in some.
This
sense.
Is the main.
Okay, so for r equals 1 to k, again it's going 1 to k, right?
Mm-hmm.
You say a 1 equals delta 1 r I equals 2.
It starts with 2. It starts with when it actually calls the recursion level, recursive
okay.
function. It starts with I equals 2.
And so this outer loop is only for the top level guys?
It is only for the top level guys. So it's outside recursion.
Mm-hmm. Why not do the same thing that you're doing for level 2 and level 1 also? So for uniformity.
Then how do you start?
You start by invoking this guy, right? With I equals 1 and wouldn't that work? I don't know. I mean, because I don't know the rest of it. Anyway, so we'll look at this, but later on you can think of how you can make it
uniform.
Yeah. Okay. So then after you set I equals 2, you say next level. Okay. Next level. Next level. You're going for r equals 1 to k. First of all, you set ai, which is a2 to begin with. As delta 2r.
2r.
This will be delta 1r. Delta 1.
No, 2r.
What is r here?
R is actually, you think about it as an array. Forget about everything. It's 2D array.
Oh.
One is the 1 to n.
Okay.
And r is for 1 to k.
So r is, where is r initialized? Okay. R is initialized here, okay. So A2 will be delta 2, 1.
Mm-hmm. Delta 2, 1.
And then increment
to 3.
To 3, and then go next level, which means your recursion here. So I has increased, so A3 will be delta 3, 1.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, eventually you get I is greater than N.
Mm-hmm.
Then you check summation of ai equals 0. If yes, then put ai on the list of success, which means put delta 1r, 2r, 3r on the list of success. But that would not be the case, right?
No, 1r is not the case.
and then you do I minus minus, so I becomes an
N again.
And at that point you return.
So it will return to here.
So you return to here when I equals N.
I equals N.
Okay.
So now the 4 will increment.
4 will increment. Okay. So when 4 increments.
Again you check if I greater than N.
Yeah.
So again it will come to the else loop.
And then A N equals delta N
2.
2. Okay, so you're going this path.
This path.
Right? And so you're going to check that, add it in. Then you explore all of these guys.
Add it in, guys. Exactly.
Eventually.
The for loop will finish.
Eventually this for loop will finish. Right?
This for loop. For loop ends.
This for loop will finish.
Yeah. Then. Yeah.
And then.
I do an I minus minus.
At this point, I will be N.
N minus 1.
N minus 1.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. N minus 1 after this, correct? Mm-hmm. And then you return here.
No. The return will be actually here.
No, but I'm saying that you return from this function, right?
No, in the global body. This return won't return you to the global function.
Oh.
This return will return to here.
Or this return will return to here. Oh yeah, because we made all these recursive calls.
Mm-hmm. So the last time that guy actually in this level, in minus one level,
mm-hmm.
this is the last time that guy called.
Mm-hmm.
This one. So you return here.
Okay, so you return here, which means returning to this point.
This point.
Yeah, returning to this point. And at that point.
So as the for loop was now going, you actually move this way. Move here.
Now wait a minute. So I explored all of these paths, right?
Exactly. You explored all of these paths.
And I figured out which ones actually are candidate in the list, right? Now, when I return
so actually, from
here,
if you think about it that I made a recursive call here, I made a recursive call here.
Mm-hmm.
So last time, you made a recursive call here and you go back and you check that the for loop is finished.
Right, but these recursive calls have already returned, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so all the recursive calls in the bottommost have already returned.
Mm-hmm.
This one
is the last one. I mean, if you think about a stack.
This one is the last one that has not yet returned.
Does not yet return. So the call will be immediately going back to him.
Going back to him, in which case, it's going to increase to 2.
R is going to increase to 2 and the label is actually N minus 1.
And I is N minus 1.
So now you go to here.
So R is 2 and I is N minus 1, but exactly. So you go here and you say A N minus 1 equals delta N minus 1 comma 2. So which means this guy.
This guy.
And so you I plus plus and next level. When you go to next level.
Then the same thing will happen.
Okay, so when you go to next level, you go here and you say R equals 1, but I is N.
I is N.
So you explore all of these possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so at some point, you're going to return from this last guy, you will return here.
Here, exactly.
Okay, yeah, that seems right. Yeah, that's very good. That's very good.
So finally, it will traverse to here.
Finally, it will come here.
Come here.
And then it needs to go here.
Needs to go here. That is inside the for loop.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. Maybe you can actually subsume this
in that
itself. So you, in a global, you just, so this could, you could convert this into a main with a global I equals 1. Right. Yeah, but that's fairly straightforward. Okay, that's good. So we have the brute force then.
Yeah.
Well, you did most of the work, so I just did verification.
Now, sometimes a little bit helps.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but you did most of it, and which is very good.
I think exponential algorithms are checking it. The only way you to do it is recursion.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
You cannot write it in a
iterative
way.
Yeah. I mean, you need iteration to some extent here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the recursion is the key. Okay, that's good. Okay, so what's the next step then? So to implement this stuff, I think to implement this it's not hard, but you need to set up all those applications, and how far along is that? How is that going?
Pretty slow.
Yeah? Did you have some success resolving the...
Yeah, web server I set up, because web server the TPCL is a complicated benchmark to set
okay.
up.
Okay, so...
But I did all the building up, but the running this application is actually giving me some error with the URL thing. Because
with the URL?
Yeah, because what it does is actually it needs a web server URL. I don't know how this it actually simulates. The main reason of doing it's taking so long is because there is lack of manual in there.
Documentation.
It's only a one single README file and that's everything.
So what are the, once again, what are those benchmarks? One is the memory benchmark.
One is the memory benchmark.
Were you able to collect all the points that you need for the memory benchmark to create a complete model?
Not really.
So that might be something that you can do, right? Or do you actually need to do everything on the same machine and that's why you're having issues doing two things? Because I'm assuming that for collection of data points for the memory benchmark, it's just a matter of running the whole thing for a long time.
Yeah, but I need to do it on a separate machine.
But you have to do it on a separate machine, which...
The new machine.
Okay. Yeah, I did request for two additional machines of exactly the same variety that you have right now. So I don't know when they're going to come. These days, this order processing is taking too long. But whenever that comes, maybe some things can be parallelized. But I don't know if we get it before the Usenix deadline or not.
Actually, I'm not
so
sure.
So maybe one thing which you could do...
That's on the Usenix deadline. I'm not sure it's going to happen.
Well, you could also look at ICAC, which is January 17th.
But the thing is that it's all those there between this vacation period. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's right after the vacations, yeah. Oh, you mean because you're away for some time. By the way, I wanted to ask you a favor since you're going to Calcutta.
Okay.
One of my aunts is in Calcutta and I want to send some medicines to her.
Yeah, sure.
It shouldn't be like a big packet, just...
Yeah.
No
problem at all.
Yeah, so that's very nice. So I think my cousin, who's my aunt's son, he should be able to come and pick it up from you.
Okay.
So I'll give you
the address. And
well, I'll give you the address and phone number.
So
when you get there, whenever you're ready, you know, after you get settled down, you can call him, and you can give him the information wherever he needs to come and pick it up at that time.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll bring you the stuff maybe sometime. When are you leaving exactly?
27th.
Okay, so I'll be here next Monday, and I'll probably be here this week again on Thursday. So one of those days, either this Thursday or next Monday,
Whatever you prefer.
Yeah, I need to get the medicines. That's the problem. I don't have them yet.
Oh, okay.
So I need to buy them, and then I'll put them in a packet and give it to you. By next Monday, for sure, I'll get them.
Probably I won't come after next Monday, so.
Yeah, so I'll get it to you by next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so since you're gone on 27th through, 17th or something like that?
21st.
So both deadlines are going to be while you're away, right? So...
which means only if we are able to have some mostly done version by the time you leave, will we be able to meet any of these deadlines. Because once you go to India, it's very hard to work.
It's impossible.
And plus, there's too many distractions. So, plus you're traveling as well, which, so unless we have the most of the results by the time you leave, which is less than 2 weeks, I think it's going to be very hard to make any of those deadlines. I mean, the writing is something that you could potentially do while you're traveling, but experiments and all that, there's no way. So, yeah. So, what do you want to do?
Yeah, it's a unique paper. It's really tough. I mean, it's a lot of work remaining, to be very frank.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the evaluation side.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could always take the approach that we're going to send whatever we have, as long as something reasonable. It might not be the best thing that we planned for, but it's still something for us to get feedback on. We could also take that approach.
Okay.
Especially and more so if there is no other impending deadline in the period that they are going to review this paper. Right. So if they respond by March.
By March, yeah.
And in between January to March, there is no other reasonable deadline, then we might as well send something out and get some feedback. So we could take that approach so that, you know, after March, whichever deadline we're sending it to, we can actually use some of that feedback and improve our paper. So yeah, I mean, I would recommend that try to get as much done before you leave, right?
Okay.
And at that point, we can make a decision. And I should also tell you that I am away from 24th to 1st. So I will be mostly out of communication up to 24th. So which means that effectively, for the things that I can look at, it's 23rd is the deadline.
Okay.
But yeah, I will be back on the 1st, and if there is something I can look at that point, that's fine also, but we'll have to essentially communicate after the 1st.
Okay.
You seem stressed. I don't know why. I mean, are you stressed?
A little bit, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think a little bit of stress is good because it, you know, makes you active. You know, without stress, people fall asleep otherwise. Some people, not all. But stress starts becoming counterproductive beyond a certain point. Because then, you know.
No, actually, I'm already feeling the vacation mood, so
you know. Because there are very few people around, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you see the university campus is actually...
Well, I just sent out a proposal today morning. So, one down, two more to go. And two more are due on 17th. So, once 17th is done, I'll be like relieved. But then there are these USENIX papers to worry about. And I'm involved in, seems like, 4 or 5 different papers at this point.
4 or 5?
Yeah.
Lewis is sending? Lewis
is sending one. Lewis and Ricardo together. And Ricardo has another paper which from before. There is one with Jason. There are 2 papers of George.
I don't know why those guys keep deadlines set on January.
Yeah. I think the goal is to have you get everything done before the Christmas break, right? That's the only way you can make the USENIX deadline. Otherwise, you cannot, right? Because
I think not even the Christmas break. You should say that the end of semester day.
Yeah, end of semester, December 15th. I mean, that's the deadline we were talking about for a long time, right? I mean, way back in August and September, but I don't know why it is, but I mean, of course, our projects are challenging. It's not that we have, like, trivial projects that...
No, I think one week I've lost in preparing the presentation and everything.
Yeah, but that is really important. I mean, that is something that you absolutely need to try and excel at, because when people see you up there on, you know, giving a talk and so on.
So actually I'm planning to do the changes to the presentation on back there, back in India. Because I have the audio and I will have the presentation, just to make the changes there.
You have the audio, right?
Yeah.
I sent it to you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think if you can write a script, or at least key parts of the script, I think that will help you immensely.
What I will do is that I will try to listen to my conversation and try to see what I could improve.
Yeah. Even listen to your own presentation.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, those are the kinds of things that you can, people are forced to listen to what you have to say, right? Otherwise, if you meet people in a conference, they don't really have to listen to what you have to say. But they are there to listen to who is presenting the research. And if you are the lucky one who's doing that, you have to really capitalize on that opportunity. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that will open some doors for you if you do a good job.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Okay, so are we meeting on Thursday?
Yeah, okay. But Thursday, I'm now completely focusing on the experience section from now on.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing left for the theoretical perspective.
Okay. So this was one thing which we had to do. So we
are done.
Yeah, we are done with this. Okay.